Good morning, a Thursday morning with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Happy birthday to you, for he's a jolly good fellow. It's your birthday. Happy birthday, Alan.
Yeah. Well, I have to say, always fun when you get another year older. I remember my mom taking us all on the Fire Island Queen to the lighthouse with all the birthday kids. It was downhill from there.
Well, you've had such a career in reflecting on politics as we just watched these hours of hearings before the two committees yesterday and Robert Mueller III. Of course, the Russia report at the center of all this. Of quite a few narratives, but two that seem prominent this morning coming out of it. One about his performance. I've seen Mueller flop, labored performance by the New York Times, and also the idea that at one point Mueller said that his report did not exonerate President Trump from obstruction.
Well, I think that's the big news. The question is, does it mean anything? What he did, for those people who had not been cognizant of it, he said, basically, this president is a liar. He made that clear. It was not a strong performance, and yet, you know, you have to feel some sympathy for a guy who put his all into it, who's had a lifetime career of service, and he did his job. Whether he changed any minds is anybody's sense of things. I can say that I know that the Republican base, who Mueller has been playing to, is not going to change. I know about the racism. I know about everything. And I know that in each case, there's been some hope that people would wake up, smell the flowers. But that isn't happening. And Trump gets out there for the helicopter and says, I win. You know, this is sort of reminiscent of people in the past, like Mussolini. You know, a lot of chest beating, and the people who were for him were for him, and it took a long time. But in the end, people came to their senses, and I believe that that's going to happen here. I know that the universal sense of it is that Mueller didn't do that well. But in fact, you know, I thought he said what he had to say, and we'll have to see when the quick and dirty comes out, not about Mueller's performance, but about how people think about Trump. All this evidence keeps on adding up. Now, the real question is whether or not he is impeached. When Nancy Pelosi got up there with Chairman Nadler, who I thought did a very good job, and others, they made the case that he deserves impeachment. I think he does. But the real issue to me is whether people want to win this election or whether they want to scratch and make themselves feel good. I think up to now, Mrs. Pelosi has been right. She's been recommending going slow. The American people are giving no indication that they want to see an impeachment, at least thus far. And to me, the issue is, do you want to win the election or do you want to scratch?
Does it also show that part of politics is rousing the base, that the information will make both sides believe their case more?
David, there's a lot of racism in all of this. We know that. Go back where you came from, his encouragement of all of that. He knows that if he's going to win, he has to go to that group of people in America who believe in defending their particular rights and not those of the people who are basically more egalitarian-based. That's where the tension is in the society. In the polls, he's underwater everywhere. Nevertheless, the New York Times and others have guaranteed us that if he keeps on doing what he's doing with the Electoral College the way that it is, he has a very good chance of winning another term. So people really have to be thinking about what they want to do about his continuance in office. And there lies the real challenge.
And just like that, in Puerto Rico, the governor announces his resignation after a popular uprising. They were in the streets of San Juan, banging pots and pans. His administration had been derailed by widespread protests and looming impeachment proceedings after leaked crude messages sparked the demonstrations. Of course, Puerto Ricans, as the Times said, were already weary from years of financial missteps and poor governing. We're talking about Governor Ricardo Rossello.
That's right. Look, the Puerto Rican economy, what the people in Puerto Rico are going to demand in terms of making it all right is anybody's business, because they are in trouble. It is a commonwealth. They don't have voting privileges in Congress. It is a mess. And somehow, after all of this, there's got to be a way out for them that involves discipline, which right now is unclear that they have.
Let's make a stop in New York, Alan, where we're learning that Michelle Hinchey, the daughter of the late New York Congressman Maurice Hinchey, who you talk to regularly, announced yesterday that she's exploring a run for state Senate seat. That seat is the 46th district in New York, currently held by the Republican incumbent George Amador.
Well, let me just say, Maurice Hinchey is a hero to many people. He was the great environmentalist. He's gone now. His daughter has been exploring a run of some kind, and we'll see whether she can make a dent. Papa Hinchey was extraordinarily well-regarded, a very good friend of mine, a guy who I admire. Whether or not these things are transferable is anybody's business. The Republicans are on the outs right now. In the old days, you elected a Republican senator because you wanted some clout because they were in the majority. Now they're not. So that's got to help her a little bit.
Speaking of Republicans and their troubles in New York, you spoke to the new chair of the Republican Party yesterday, Nick Langworthy, for your Capital Connection program. That's going to air this afternoon at 3 p.m. He is ambitious and thinks he can make waves and up the enrollment of the Republican Party, even take the governor's mansion.
Well, let me put it this way. It's happened before. Papa Cuomo lost in his attempt at a fourth term. Of course, it's a long time before the next election. Langworthy has an uphill fight in addition to everything that the Republicans had before. They have a deeply unpopular president in New York State. The Senate and the Assembly are in the hands of the Democrats. I'm glad I'm not him.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us on your birthday. Happy birthday again.
The Fire Island Queen.